everyone. Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
We hope you enjoyed our last podcast on St. Louis Cemetery No. 1 in New Orleans, Louisiana. If you're interested in finding out more information about the cemetery or other haunted locations around New Orleans, check out our New Orleans Ghost Map app, which allows you to customize your own ghost tour along with our book's Southern Ghost Stories. Today, we're going to stick around New Orleans and actually stay right here at the St. Louis Cemetery No. 1 to talk about the tomb of Marie Laveau. Alan, can you tell us about the voodoo priestess?
Like we mentioned last time, St. Louis Cemetery No. 1 is the oldest cemetery in New Orleans. There are numerous celebrities and infamous people who have been interred in the historic cemetery. The most notorious person buried there is none other than Marie Laveau. While Marie Laveau may not be a household name around the country, in New Orleans, she is considered to be royalty. If you don't know who Laveau is, Angela Bassett played her character in American Horror Story Coven in 2015. Marie Laveau is the Elvis Presley / Michael Jordan of voodoo in New Orleans. When she walked the streets of New Orleans, everyone knew who she was, and everybody respected her for her alleged powers. But let's back up a second there.
Laveau was born on September 10th, 1794 in New Orleans. She was the illegitimate daughter of a wealthy mulatto Creole plantation owner, Charles Laveau.
Charles Laveau was an illegitimate mulatto son of Charles Trudeau, who just happened to be the mayor of New Orleans during the War of 1812. Marguerite d'Arcantel, Marie's mother, she was said to be a very beautiful woman who was half African-American and half Choctaw Indian.
As a young girl, Laveau lived on her father's plantation, but she learned about herbs and how to use them for medicinal purposes from her grandmother.
In 1819, Marie Laveau married Jacques Perry. He was a free person of color from Haiti who was a carpenter. After their wedding, they bought a place in the French Quarter. The couple had two children together, but 5 years into the marriage, Perry turned up missing, and it was assumed he had died. Once she became a single mother, Laveau began to work as a hairdresser and a nurse to make money for her children there in New Orleans.
As a hairdresser and a stylist to prominent women all over the Crescent City, Laveau leveraged her friendships with prominent families to learn about gossip around town and would find out who was having marital problems, infertility issues, among other things. Laveau would then go to these people and offer a potion or something she concocted to help them with their problems.
Laveau would enter into a common-law marriage with Louis-Christophe Dumonceau de Glapion, who came from a wealthy family in New Orleans. Together, the couple had 15 children. Despite all her kids and family obligations, Laveau began dabbling in voodoo and combined African voodoo rituals with basic Catholic practices such as holy water. After she became established as a voodoo priestess, Laveau opened a shop on the corner of Bourbon and St. Marie called Laveau's Voodoo Shop. It's still there, actually. She mixed herbs for people who were sick or had headaches, and she loved to help people. When yellow fever hit New Orleans and wiped out thousands, many came to Laveau for help. She was actually able to help some of the people and assisted in nursing them back to health with herbs and other natural remedies.
Laveau died on June 15th, 1881, in her home on St. Anne Street. She was 86 years old. Laveau's remains were interred at Plot 347 in the Glapion family crypt. It's thought that over 80 people are in the tomb. Only 25 of them are family members. The rest were friends or acquaintances of Laveau who couldn't afford a place to bury their dead.
Some people believe that the spirit of Marie Laveau watches over her grave. Those who disrespect her have said to feel her slap them. There are other tales of people visiting the tomb who are hit by small rocks thrown by someone or something. But most people who come to see Marie Laveau's final resting place are very respectful and are still seeking her help for various problems. According to local lore, if you were in need, you would come to her gravesite and find a stone or a brick. You would make a red X on her tomb. Then you would knock three times, and whatever you were asking for should eventually come to be. There are other variations, such as drawing three X's on the tomb, spinning around three times, knocking on the tomb, and shouting your wish. If your wish comes true, you are obligated to come back to the tomb, circle your X's, and then leave an offering.
Another version says you should draw an X, place your hand over it, rub your feet three times against the bottom of the tomb, throw some silver coins into a cup, and make your wish. Some people have left bottles of alcohol, food, or something small like a trinket or a charm. Positive pregnancy tests have also been left. Others have left coins and money.
When I visited the cemetery, a tour guide told me they came through and saw a $100 bill on the ground next to the tomb one day.
People have been caught over the years tearing bricks away from Laveau's tomb just to get a look at her remains. In fact, in December 2013, someone jumped the fence of the cemetery and painted Laveau's tomb pink. The tomb was pressure washed, but that caused some damage as the 130-year-old tomb was fairly brittle. $10,000 was spent to repair and restore the tomb. While restoring it, workers found human teeth, hair, money, lipstick, and a bullet that had been shot into the tomb.
Today, people are discouraged from marking anything on the tomb because it's fairly old and they're worrying that it could deteriorate. After thousands of visitors a month over the course of decades, the Archdiocese of New Orleans got tired of cleaning the X's off the tomb that Laveau's followers thought would grant them wishes. Security cameras were installed, and now to view the tomb, you have to take a private tour of the cemetery with a registered tour guide. St. Louis Cemetery No. 1 is open 7 days a week from 9 to 3:30 p.m. Family members of those interred at the cemetery can visit with a special pass.
We hope you enjoyed our show about the tomb of Marie Laveau. If you would like to learn more about haunted locations in New Orleans, download the New Orleans Ghost Map app. Also, be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com, which features many of our books. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. We'd love to hear about any creepy experiences you may have had. And feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Now those books Chelsea mentioned, those are Southern Ghost Stories Historical Hauntings, Haunted Hotels, Ghosts of Gallatin, and our latest one, Murfreesboro, Spirits of Stones River. Check out the Southern Ghost Stories Facebook page for details on events taking place this month. We have a special event on October 30th at Nani's Bakery. It's actually the second event because the first one on October 23rd sold out in just a few weeks. Be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we appreciate everyone who's taken a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time as we head to Murfreesboro, Tennessee to talk about the Oaklands Mansion.
Laveau was born on September 10th, 1794 in New Orleans. She was the illegitimate daughter... Charles Laveau was an illegitimate...
First date with that new mouth?
I sound terrible. Is that how I laugh? That sounds terrible. I sound like a hyena or a... I don't know. I sound ridiculous.
You sound great.
You're right. Just making fun of me. As a young girl, Laveau lived on her father's plantation, but learned about herbs and how to use them for good grief.
You're struggling. Did you have a piece of pie before you started doing this?
No, I think it's... I don't know. I think, you know, I'm just standing here, right?
Laveau would enter... I'm turning it to you.